Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
This is Dick Johnson with a community comment. I have one last thing to say about this government shutdown. If the Congress does not stand up to this tyrant, President Trump, we need to write them and tell them we are voting all of them out. At this point, in my opinion, the fence is immaterial. It's the plight of the people affected by the shutdown whom I am worried about. Please write your representatives. I watched a piece on TV the other night and watched as a large group of teenagers hassled a Native American war veteran who was at a prominent place in Washington, D.C. They were from a church-sponsored group, and I was totally shocked about their actions, and even more shocked that not one adult stepped in and tried to stop them, at least not on the TV segment. Are we slipping back into the old, if you ain't white, you ain't nothing mode? My first wife's family from Mississippi, and I have seen this at work. We had several deaths in the last week or so of prominent people. I didn't know Tony Smithers personally, but everything I've heard about him was good. I didn't know Joe Russ IV personally either, but he was a well-known and respected rancher in eastern Humboldt County. I shot my first buck on his ranch many, many years ago. It was against the rules, but I just couldn't pass it up. I never did that again. Jim Timmons from Essex, out near Blue Lake, passed away at 92. I have a story about him. I was living on the old Arcata Road and my daughter lived with me. I looked out one morning and her car wasn't there. I asked her where it was and she said it was in a field between here and town. I checked it out and somehow found out whose cattle were pastured in the field, and it was Jim Timmons. Having had some farming and ranching experience, I called him and told him I would help him repair the fence. He accepted my offer and we got it repaired. He appreciated my help and was a nice man. Well, sometime later, I looked out one morning and no car. Again, I asked where it was. It's in the field where it was the last time, she replied. So I called Jim and we went through the repairs again. That was 40 or so years ago, and I hadn't seen him since, but it was a good memory thing. Another prominent man who passed was J. Warren Hockaday. He was a customer at the store where I worked and was always very friendly. J. Warren was a very civic-minded man and did a lot for our community. We also lost a classmate of mine from high school, Don Burris. So, to the families and friends of these men, my condolences. I want to comment again on Dial-A-Ride. It is a company connected to Yellow Cab, and they do a marvelous job of transporting people with all kinds of disabilities or special needs, or just those who don't have cars or other means of transportation. I use them a lot. It saves my wife from having to load and unload me in my chair, especially on rainy days, or to take me to places where there are no sidewalks, because it is very hard to get into the Jeep off the street level. All the drivers are very social. Thanks a bunch, Dial-A-Ride. This is Dick Johnson with a community comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.